Good morning, everyone. This is Krishna. Today we are going to talk about a burning issue, that is NRC, National Register of Citizens, that has been implemented in Assam. India and USA at present, they are both are facing the same problem, illegal immigrants. These are those people who come without any permission by crossing border and start living in the country. In our northeastern states, also known as the Seven Sister States, the issue of illegal immigration has been for a lot of time. A lot of illegal immigrants, they entered into these states, especially from Bangladesh they entered. At present, the population of illegal immigrants has increased so much that even local state people, they are thinking that after some time, the population of illegal immigrants will increase so much that they will get minority status. So it has been a very big issue. If we talk about its history, ongoing, if we compare the population of India in 1901, the population of India was 29 crores and the population of Northeast was only 44 lakhs. But when the census came out in 2011, some new figures came up. The population of Northeast, that was earlier 44 lakhs, it has increased to 450 lakhs. That was greater than 10 times. And if we talk about the India's population, India in 1901 had a population of 29 crores and which increased to 156 crore. That was just 5.4 times. So there was a problem. And if we talk about the implementation of NRC, it was not the first time that it has been implemented in 2014. It was earlier implemented in 1951 in order to tackle this problem. Yeah. Following the first wave of immigrants, till now it has been formed in one state only, that is Assam. It was made so that the genuine Indian citizens can be counted, but it was never used. So illegal immigrants, their number increased and many conflicts happened. Also in 1985, Assam Accord was signed between center and state Assam Accord was signed that promised identification and deportation of illegal immigrants. Although it was signed, it was never implemented. If we talk about 2012, ethnic clashes broke out between Bodos and Bengali Muslims in Bodoland Territorial Army districts. More than 70 people died and a bunch of police reached Supreme Court. At the behest of Supreme Court, finally, this NRC, we are talking about, it is being updated. It was being updated, in fact, means genuine Indian citizens are now have been counted, but still some are left. And to tell you what were the criteria, the basic criteria that we know was that the name of the applicant's family members, it should be either in the first NRC that was prepared in 1951 or in electoral rolls up to March 24, 1971. As I earlier said, its counting has been done, and after counting, it was found that of 3.29 crore people who had applied for their names to be included, only 2.89 crore have made it to the revised citizens list. That means 40 lakh were left, and the rest 40 lakh, they face the prospect of being declared illegal and sent out unless they can satisfy the doubts of the authorities. It is also not clear whether they will be eligible to vote in next year's election. It is election commission who has to decide. There are many issues arising out of this counting. That prominent ones are some persons who are left out of NRC are even members of a family whose all other members are in NRC. So other members, they fear the deportation of that family member. Many people talking about the second issue. The problem is the many people who have property or are in working government jobs, they even have not found their names in NRC. Till now, people thought that it was the easiest way to push illegal immigrants out of India. Just count those who have proof, others must be moved to Bangladesh. But the problem is more complex. It is not that easy. Also, the problem is that where these people would be deported, as Bangladesh itself is not ready to take them. This government has then said that non-inclusion of a person's name in the NRC does not by itself amount to him or being declared a foreigner. So you are not declared a foreigner if your name is not in the NRC. You still have time, and according to what government said, a person who's not whose name is not in NRC, he can finally go to foreign tribunal and make them believe and show his proof or make them believe that he is a genuine Indian citizen. If not, then the future will decide. Thank you, everyone.